Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, I think we all know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but did you know that Christmas actually began centuries before that blessed night in that little hamlet? And you'll find that in many of the Old Testament prophecies we'll talk about later, but the little town's greatest claim to fame before the birth of Jesus was the fact that King David grew up there. Just outside of Jerusalem, he tended his flocks there as a boy and called Bethlehem his home. So why is it known as the city of David even to this day? Because for centuries, wandering tribes used caves in this mountainous area as temporary shelters from the elements, and they were often used as homes for gypsies, nomads, families, and for animals as a stable. You know, our modern-day nativity scenes depict Jesus and his family and worshipers surrounded by beauty and serenity. They're lovely and clean, but they're not at all the way that it was. If you've been in a cave, you know why. I've had the privilege of being in the caves around the fields around Bethlehem, and they're not clean, but you can still see all of the scorch marks where there had to have been fires that were inside the caves, making them smoky. The animals stabled there. Imagine the odors of a barn multiplied multiple times over. This was the scene where the Lord Jesus was born, placed not in a little wooden crib lined with hay, but on a feed stone, a feed trough that had been chiseled out of a rocky platform. Well, don't see this as mistreatment or a lack of compassion. The innkeeper offered what he had on an incredibly busy night during a census that had been ordered for people to go to their hometown. And over time, the Romans attempted to eliminate the memory of Jesus' birth here by planting a grove dedicated to their pagan god Adonis. And it just didn't work because we know the story of Jesus. Let's begin at the beginning. According to God's word, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. You read that in John 1. The baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas this month made the universe, found in Hebrews 1:2. For by him all things were created, found in Colossians 1:16. He now upholds the universe by the word of his power, found in Hebrews 1:3. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together, found in Colossians 1:17. Think of it. A newborn baby created the mother who gave him birth and the shepherds who came to wonder and worship at him. He created the wise men who came eventually to celebrate his birth and the star that guided them to him. At the beginning of the Old Testament in the creation story, Jesus himself created and still sustains all that there is. Even before time began, God knew that he would bring the Messiah, Hebrew for chosen one, to die for you and for me, to take our place, to take our punishment, to purchase our salvation, and to step by step, as the Old Testament revealed this Messiah, be the Lamb that was slain for the creation of the world, found in the book of the Revelation in chapter 13, verse 8. My friend, he has come for you. Emmanuel, God has come. God wrapped in the skin of man, God with us, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel. And yes, he did. What a beautiful thing to celebrate this month. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.